I'm living according to the word of the living God, the power of the word of the living God.
Matthew chapter 24. We've been so blessed today, haven't we? It's been a good presence of the Lord here all morning. Again, just thank you so much, Hannah. Do you live here? Richmond, Virginia. We're so glad you came this morning and sang for us. Amen. But your mother lives here. Do you guys live here? No? None of you guys live here. Just Don and Faye. Okay. All right. Well, it's a good place to live, you know. Yeah. Ain't it, Don? Yeah. And listen, what I'm going to tell you now, it's a good place to be right now. And what God is getting ready to do. Amen. We are agents of an awakening. Brandon preached a powerful message last week. I don't know what you guys are sensing, but I'm feeling like I'm just about to fall out in the spirit up here. My knees are getting a little shaky. Matthew chapter 24. I want to say thank you for your prayers for Tom and myself. We had to travel last week. Everything was good. We got to leave out tomorrow for another week, so keep us in your prayers as we're on the road. It's good to have a good bud with you. We were traveling back from Western Kentucky this past week, and I don't know if Tom really realized or not, but I was about to have a moment in the car. I'm driving down the road, and I looked in the mirror, and the sun was setting, and it was honestly. You know, I don't know that I've ever seen a more beautiful sunset. Just, it was red, it was orange, it was so colorful. And I told Thomas, look at that. And you know, and I just sensed immediately that the Lord, again, I don't know how, Tom, I kept going on about it, but I remember as a child when Dad would say, and some of y'all remember this saying, I was talking to the elders and deacons this morning in our meeting, Dad would used to say that red sky at night, right? Amen. Am I getting it right? Help me out. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Red sky at night, the sailors delight. It means, look what kind of weather we've had this week. You know, it means good things are on the horizon. And God has already been speaking these things to me in the spirit more so than ever. And when I saw that, it was just like another confirmation. Good things. Somebody say good things. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody say good things. Good things are coming. Amen. Let me read these verses to you. Those of you that have to step out for graduation, we understand. Just do what you got to do. Amen. When the time comes, Matthew chapter 24. Let's go to verse 32. We're going to talk about seasons. Hallelujah. Now learn a parable. This is a parable of the fig tree. Learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender. Everybody say tender. And puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Verse 32. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Amen. I want to talk about your season. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your anointing that's in this room. We thank you for the presence of the Lord that's here, for the manifestation. And Father, we just speak the anointing on your word right now. Father, let it speak to your people. Let it encourage your people. Let it challenge us to become who you have called us to become. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church says, amen. You know, Greg was talking about, he mentioned just briefly, you know, we had talked about what our plans are for the church. By the way, I met with the leadership this morning. You know, we meet monthly with the trustees, and we meet with the elders and the deacons. And we had such an awesome, I felt like we had such an awesome meeting, just so productive. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, your leadership is all on the same page. And they're sharing the same vision that your pastor is sharing. Amen. And the vision that I have, it just keeps growing. It really does. And someday, soon, I'm speaking, but you're going to see this entire block. There's going to be something happening here all the time. When you drive by this corner here on 66, there's going to be something going on all the time. Amen. Somebody come into agreement. I'm speaking it, and I'm making proclamation right now. Good things are getting ready to happen, and the devil can't do anything to stop it. You hear me? I'm going to say it again. Good things are getting ready to happen, and the devil can't do anything to stop it. Because God has set the wheels in motion. He has a course. He has a plan. And we are on that plan. We're on that course. And we're lining up with the Word of God. And the Word of God is going to change things in your lives and in this area's lives. In the name of Jesus, can you give Him praise? Woo! Glory. I told him this morning, June, we're going to declare June. It's going to be a month of proclamation over the finances of the church. And Job 22 and 28 is going to be our scripture for the month of June. I know we've got it, it's next week when we start into June, but it's going to be our scripture verse for the month of June. If you shall decree a thing, Jacob, put that verse up there. We're going to talk to you about seasons. This is your season. Somebody say, this is my season. Come on, say it again and believe it. Say, this is my season. Oh, one more time. This is my season. Something's changing. Something's moving. Something's happened. I don't know. I'm telling you, something's happened in the spirit. And I have obtained a faith. Amen. That it's just nothing can shake it. Amen. I know what God's going to, I'm telling you, I've obtained a faith and it's going to happen. Amen. Revival's going to be manifest in this area, this region, unlike never before. We're decreeing it. Come on. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Amen. It's the power of what we speak and the words that we speak. So in the month of June, and the leadership is on board with me, and they're going to come into agreement. Every time I speak from this pulpit, they're going to come into agreement with me, and we're going to decree. Listen, we're talking about paying off this debt, and we're running a pledge to pay off this debt. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's already spoke to me. Everything that you give, the Lord's going to bless you back with it and more. You're not going to, no. Some of you have been sitting, how can I do this and still make it? I'm going to be in want. No, you're not going to be in want because everything you give, God's going to bless you back. Amen. What we're moving into is a time of faith and favor. I'm about to blow up here. When we step out in faith and realize that I'm all in, God, everything I have, I'm in with you. I give you everything I've got. I'm all in. I know it might be a bad illustration, but you've seen those gamblers when they just, they believe in their hand and they're just throwing it all in. I'm all in. I'm putting everything I've got on the table. When you go by that faith, the favor of God is going to come on your life like never before, and you're going to have a season of the blessing and the favor of the Lord. You're going to have monies that's going to come in where you didn't know it was going to come in from. God has lots of money, folks. I said He's got it all. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed on the right. You're blessed on the left. We are operating under kingdom principles of the Most High God. I believe it. Somebody say my season. Now everybody here has been through some stuff. If you've been through some stuff, raise your hand. You've went through something. How many went through something that was difficult? Amen. Everybody has a story. You know, certain times in your life, you go through things. If I could pass the mic around, if I did that this morning, everybody in here would have a story to tell. You know, when they went through difficult times. Amen. You know, and certain times in your life, people would say there's no hope for them. Amen. People may look at you and say there's no hope. You're trying to hold on to God, and you're struggling. Amen. How many's been there? But I want to tell you that's just a season. I said that's just a season. And you don't, and we look at people sometimes, and you see this more in pastorate work. You get people share with you, and you just don't understand what some people are going through. Amen. There's some people out there dealing with some tough stuff. Amen. But let me tell you this. You don't know what God is about to do in their life. So don't judge them for where they are right now. Amen. You can look at them a year later and everything, they're blessed. They're doing well. Their job is good. Their home is good. They're driving a nice car. Amen. It's a season. Everybody say it's a season. Let me tell you, parents, don't look at your teenagers and parents, don't look at your teenagers and judge them when they're teenagers. Don't never look at them and say, you're never going to amount to anything because of what you're in right now. God's got great things in store and it's just a season. Amen. It's the winter. I mean, in the winter it's cold. Ooh, it's brittle. It's tough. I don't like winter. And the older I get, the harder it is. Seems like the colder I get. Is anybody with me? James is with me. Well, not Judy. But I don't like winter. And I'm ready when, how many's ready when winter's over? Oh, I'm about to preach. How many's ready when spring comes? Things start budding out. So don't judge a child that you're raising in their teen years. Because right now they're in their winter. Amen. But the time is coming. And I feel like I'm speaking a prophetic word right now. The time is coming when the Holy Spirit is going to do His perfect work. I said the time is coming when the Holy Spirit is going to do His perfect. And you'll meet them later and you'll say, wow. Look what the Lord has done in their life. Look what's changed. You know, they won't even resemble the same person. That's just a season. I'm going to tell you, some of you are going through some stuff and you've been through a tough winter, but I'm speaking by the power of the Lord and the anointing of the Spirit prophetically that your spring and your summer is coming and you're coming out of winter. Somebody needs to receive that right now. Come on, somebody needs to receive that right now. Oh, come on. You need to receive it in the name of Jesus. The prodigal son was in the hog pen. He was eating with the hogs, the pigs. He wasted everything he had on riotous living, on harlots and everything out there. He wasted all of his, he wasted all on that kind of living. And then can you imagine people probably saying, look at him. He'll never be anything. He's out there with the pigs. But listen, God had a plan. His father had a plan, Judy. And one day he came to himself and he went back to his father's house and the Lord blessed him. His father put the best ring on him. He killed the fatted calf. He gave him everything that he had. Listen, you're coming out of your winter and I'm speaking it right now. Our father's house, we're moving into a different season. Somebody needs to come into agreement. We're coming out of winter and we're moving into summer. The Lord spoke a word to me the other day, and I shared it with somebody. I'm about to blow up. Brandon, you got to help me. I'll give you this mic, and you just take off. We'll tag team. Listen, what happens in summer? It's a recreational month. And I told him this morning, I heard the Lord speak to me, as we come into summer, it's not only a time of change and recreation in the natural, but But as we come into the summer, the Lord says it's also going to be a time of recreation in the spiritual. And he's ready for that. And he's ready for the favor of the Lord. Get ready. I said, are you ready for the favor of the Lord? Oh, come on. Are you ready for the favor of the Lord to be poured out upon you? Hallelujah. If your child, you know, I feel like preaching to the folks watching by TV. Some of you, your child may be out in the gutter. Drugs, alcohol, and you're sitting there and you're watching this. Let me tell you, I'm speaking, it's just a season. Listen, God's plan don't change. Sometimes we veer off the course, but God's plan don't change. God has a plan. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. It's a good plan. And God's plan is to bless your children. And I'm speaking, somebody coming to agreement within his congregation. I'm speaking that your children are going to come to the Lord. They're going to come. Oh, glory. They're going to come to the mercy seat. They're going to be changed and set free by the power of God. And they're going to move into a new season. It's going to be a season of blessing and favor of the Lord upon their lives. Oh, hallelujah. Something's getting ready to happen. I remember when I was a boy, apple trees. Dad raised apple trees. We had apple trees out in our backyard, and we raised a big garden. And you know, we had all that stuff. We had to have that to live, you know. But we had these apple trees, and you'd look at those things in the wintertime, and the snow and the ice would get on those trees, and you'd think they'd never be anything, any life in them like this. Dry. Just barren. No life. Amen. And these things, hold that, Dwayne. Just, these things are easy to break. Easy to break. Amen. That's what happens in the winter months. Amen. And if sometimes the Lord can't do a work in your life, what he's saying is it's time for you just to be still. You get in those times, it's time just to be still and know that I'm God. Amen. And then all of a sudden, in the springtime, amen, the sap starts coming back up out of the roots. I mean, you ever felt like you had the sap knocked out of you? You ever felt like you had the sap knocked out of you? And you know what sap is? I looked it up. It's a fluid. It's chiefly water with dissolved sugars and mineral salts that circulates in the vascular system of a plant. And what happens in the winter months, that sap is down in the roots, but it's not in the limbs, and you're not bringing forth any fruit. It's snow and it's cold and it's ice. But all of a sudden, springtime comes, and the sun starts to shine, and it starts to rain, and the rain of the Holy Spirit, rain down, comes down. Then all of a sudden, you start seeing some blossoms. And you go from the winter to the spring. And when you see spring, and you see things start to blossom in the spring, get ready because summer's coming. And you know what summer means? Summer means a harvest is coming, man. I'm telling you that. Oh, glory. I said summer means a harvest is coming. That tree, Don, that tree that had that ice and snow on it, and all of a sudden now it's got blossoms on it, it's getting ready to yield some fruit. I said it's going to yield some fruit. Ooh, hallelujah. Your season. Somebody say it's my season. No sap in the limbs. It's down in the roots. I mean, you feel like you've had the sap knocked out of you. Summer's coming. Somebody say summer's coming. Jacob, put John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, some of you have been broken. Well, that's getting harder. Amen. Some of you have been broken, but you're getting ready to blossom. I said, Some of you have been broken, but you're getting ready to blossom. You're going to bring forth fruit. I said you're going to bring forth fruit. Summer's coming. Summer's coming for this ministry. Summer's coming for this region. I said a revival's coming. The nations are going to see. Come on. It's unity's coming. We're going to get together with the churches. We talked about that this morning. This is not about our Father's house. I'm about to take off. This is not about our Father's house. This is about the kingdom of God. This is about kingdom principles. This is about healings and deliverances and salvations and redemption. This is about people coming to know Jesus. Ooh. Oh, I've got faith. Look at this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. What changes the season? We're going to talk about what changes the seasons. Sam came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man else could do these miracles but you, except God be with him. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Everybody say the kingdom. We take things so lightly. I was traveling. We were working out in Western Kentucky, and I was down in this mine. This coal mine is 47 years old. Tom, is that right? It started in 1966. It's been there 47 years, and I was traveling air courses. Tom knows what I'm talking about. Brian's in here. James, some of y'all worked in coal mines. You know what I'm talking about. They had me traveling air courses with this elderly guy. He was 62. We take things for lightly. And don't get offended, those that I said elderly guy, 62. I see Francis is looking at me like, he's older than me. I'll say that. But we're traveling, and you know, when we get, and I told him, I said, you know, my main thing is, my main purpose here is to keep you safe. You know, that's my job, to keep you safe. And so I was encouraging him. He'd worked at this company for 27 years. He's telling me about his wife. You know, he still had a wife at home and all these things. And so, I said, well, the main purpose here is for you to be able to go home every evening to that wife. You know. And then I looked at him and I said, are you ready if something were to happen? I said, if something happened to you in here, are you ready to go? He said, well, I don't go to church that much, but I pray. He said, I was raised Catholic. And I said, well, the main thing is that you're born again. We take things for granted. Jeff, he looked at me, he said, I don't know nothing about no born again. And immediately this verse came to my mind, Nicodemus. And he said, well, I'm serious, this guy. He said, I don't know anything about being born again. He said, you know, I was born when my mother gave birth to me. And I said, well, here's the thing. That's the natural birth. I said, but this born again that I'm talking to you about, I said, that's when you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior and you're born in the Spirit. He said, well, I've said a whole lot of Our Fathers and a whole lot of Hail Marys. I said, well, you need to say a whole lot more of in Jesus' name. Amen. You need to give your life to Him. Amen. That's the thing of being born again. And then look what it says. Keep going. How can a man be born again when he's old? He in the second time in his mother's womb and be born. Keep going, Jacob. Now, we're going to talk about the season change. Jesus said, except you're born of water and born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. Keep going. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's pneuma. Everybody say pneuma. It's the Greek word pneuma. Marvel not that said you must be born again. Here's what I want you to see. The wind blows where it lists us. Now, here's the sound there, but you can't tell whence it's coming or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Amen. You got to see that the wind is what brings the change. Come on now. In the natural, what, you know, Jesus even said, when the wind blows out of the south, we got warm weather, right? When it blows out of the north, we got cold weather. Amen. Usually the storms come from the west. Most of the time, they come from your home. You sent the storms. They come from the west to the east. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, do you know the jet stream controls the temperature? I mean, the weather. So what I'm trying to tell you is the wind is what controls the change in the weather, change of the seasons. The wind, oh, hallelujah. Lord, let us get this. The wind is what causes the change in the spiritual. The wind's blowing. I said the wind is blowing. I said the wind is blowing. And it's bringing in a change. It's bringing a season change. You're going from winter to summer. I'm speaking it prophetically right now. And somebody needs to receive it. There's a wind blowing. I said there's a wind blowing in this place. Woo! There's a wind blowing. I'm going to say it one time. There's a wind blowing. And it's going to change you from this to this. Amen. It's like your testimony. Amen. And Brandon was sharing his testimony. You know, and at one time they went, probably as nobody would give a nickel for your life. But your mother prayed for you. And there was a season change. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Amen. When these things happen, you know, it's like the prodigal son. And I just got to share this with you. And ask Daniel if this is okay to do this. I won't preach much longer. I know you guys, some of you need to get out of here. But Doris gave her testimony earlier. Powerful testimony. That baby in the back. Season change. The doctor said, are you ready? The doctor said, I'm talking about going from summer to from winter to summer. How many's going to receive that in Jesus' name? How many's going to I said it's a new season. We've entered into a season of faith. Doris, it's only the beginning. Daniel sent me that text this week about Kyla, and I'm almost, man, I just about went through the roof. It's only the beginning. Somebody coming to agreement. Faith is going to lead to favor. Look out, because people are going to come to receive what God's doing. Amen. Now, when she was born, they wouldn't give you nothing for her life. She'll never do this. She'll never do that. She'll never do this. She'll never have a normal EEG. Amen. That's winter. And the enemy's telling these parents, nothing's ever going to change. Even people will look at you and say, it's never going to change. The way you are now, it's the way you're always going to be. I had one family member one time got a bad report at the hospital at one of the hospitals in Lexington. Came back and gave a report. One of our older family members said, Lord, honey, my sister's daughter got that same report and she didn't last 3 weeks. People will be, they'll tell you those things. Don't listen to that report. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. She'll never get a normal EEG. She'll never get a normal, just over and over and over. Daniel, play this for us. Season change.
Hi, this is Dr. Robertson. I'm pleased to tell you that the EEG was completely normal. I'm obviously encouraged by that and think we can taper off the medicine. So I'm going to leave instructions, and if there are any questions, I want you to call me back. Let's take one a day. For 1 month, and one every other day for a month, and then stop it. And let me know if you have any questions, and certainly let me know if there are any problems or issues. I'm excited. Talk to you later. Bye.
Come on, give him praise. I'm talking about a season change. Come on, Daniel. Hear me out. Come on, I'm talking about a season change. I'm talking about not this, but I'm talking about this fruit. And that's only the beginning. That child is just starting to blossom. Amen. And God, you know what? God's going to cause her to excel, and it's going to astound the doctors. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to praise him this morning. Woo! Glory. A season of favor. Come on, musicians. Come back. Season of favor. Now listen, God told me this is not just, you know, we're wanting to pay our debts off here and build a building, but listen, this is not just for the building. It's for the people. It's for miracles, for deliverances, for financial blessings. Somebody say, I receive it. Winter is over. I said, winter's over. I'm declaring it. Winter is over. Some things are going to start blossoming in your life. Amen. Now, here's what God told me. God said in this new season, don't only expect miracles, but anticipate miracles. I'm going to say it again. Don't only expect miracles, but anticipate miracles. Amen. You know, these kinds of things we should just be like, yep. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. My son graduated from junior high. Listen, James graduated from junior high last week with honors. A's and B's. He's on the list, sir. And you know what? After the graduation was over, Doris, one of my sisters looked at him and said, James, you got your graduation over. And he said, I got two more to go. He said, high school and college. He said, I got two more to go. Come on now, it's faith. Faith's going to lead to favor. I said, I'm talking about a season change. Oh, come on, I'm talking about a season change. Woo, it's a new season. And the sap is rising. I said, the sap is rising. Oh, can you feel it? Come on, can you feel it? Somebody give him praise. Ooh, glory. God said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these dry? Oh. He said, can these dry, brittle bones live? Ezekiel said, you know. Ezekiel said, you know, prophesy to the wind. Speak to the wind. Let the pneuma, let the wind come. And when the wind comes, it starts to breathe on his people. I said, when the wind comes, it starts to breathe on his people. The blessings of the Lord are going to come down on your life. I don't care. I don't care what the world report gives. I don't care what the economics are. I'm not living according to the world's report. I'm living according to the Word of the living God. The power of the Word of the living God. Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to praise Him. Season change. You're coming into your summer. Well, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.